This Wednesday saw the premiere of the highly anticipated Czech crime thriller Kajínek, partly based on events surrounding one of the Czech Republic's most notorious convicts. Found guilty of two contract killings in the 1990s, Jiří Kajínek would probably have remained forgotten behind bars had it not been for a daring escape from the country's toughest prison, as well as his continued claim of innocence. Jan Willing has more on the story and the new film.
The trailer for Kajínek, inspired by the story of the country's most famous prison escapee. In the 1990s, Mr. Kajínek was a professional thief, but was later found guilty for double murder, a charge he has always denied, maintaining he was framed by corrupt police. Following his highly publicized but short-lived escape in 2001, investigative journalists uncovered material that at the very least raised doubts about the handling of his case. Kajínek, the film, stars Czech actress Tatiana Vilimová as a lawyer who won't quit, the late Vladimír Dlouhý as a corrupt cop pulling all the strings, and Russian actor Konstantin Lavrinenko as the lead role of the famous prisoner. The polished production is the debut of former action film actor Petr Jákl. I spoke to him ahead of the screening and asked him how he saw the Kajínek story.
I don't think that he was the symbol for that time. He was just one of thieves, and nobody knew anything about him until his escape from the prison Mirov, what is something like Czech Alcatraz, in 2001.
Why was he an inspiration for you as a filmmaker?
You know, I met him for the first time 6 years ago, and it was the time, let's say, 3 years after his escape. During the escape, there was a lot of media things about Kajínek, and they said he's really dangerous, he's killer, and close the windows because Kajínek can come and kill you. That's true. That's not fake. And after the escape, it started to change, you know, and people started to think about the case and what's behind. And Josef Klíma and TV Nova did a documentary about this case, and that was really, really deep, and they discovered a lot of things about Kajínek, about his background and about the background of the case. And I decided to do this case because of the background of the of that case, you know. And I think it's a main thing about the this case is the power of will of the person fighting against the system, and that's the main character, Tanya Vilhelmová. She's fighting against the system, and she wants to bring new evidence and open the trial.
If we look at the real life figure of Mr. Kajínek and the person who acted him, what were some of the difficulties that faced the actor? I'm thinking in terms of just physical presence.
It was really difficult to find Kajínek as an actor because people know him. It's still a living person. He's in prison, and everybody knows his face. First, we tried to find somebody who is not Czech, who is a foreigner, because then people can believe that it's Kajínek, can believe the actor. And we didn't try to find somebody who's got a lot of muscles, but he has to be in good physical condition. Kostya Lavrinenko is one of the guys who is not only clever, but he's got good physical condition, and he was perfect for the part. And he prepared for the part a couple months, and then he came to the Prague to practice fights and all that stuff which are necessary for the film.
How difficult was it for you to film within the system? It was mentioned at the press conference here that two actual prisons were used.
That was quite difficult to agree with the prisons, but at the end they helped us a lot, you know, and they let us shoot the film in the prison Mirov, what is the hardest prison in the Czech Republic. There is, I think, around 380 prisoners and 180 killers.
This was the last film that Vladimír Dlouhý did before he died. It must have been very emotional working with Vladimír at that point in his life.
You know, that was really nice to work with him because he was professional and he had some problems during the shooting, but he didn't want to be regretted by the other people. He was very strong, kind-hearted, and the acting was his life. Then he acted, you know, till the end of his life, and I remember him just like smiling guy who was very nice to everybody, and we were really happy when he was on the set.
In terms of the work with F.A. Brabets, was it your intention for scenes that were shot in freedom after Mr. Kainik escaped to be kind of claustrophobic?
That was the reason why I chose F.A. Brabets, because he's excellent cameraman, and he can work with that long lenses, and that feeling is necessary for this kind of project, I think. And this is a crime thriller, and you know, we wanted to have that impression in the cells, like depressed, and outside when we were doing some fights or escaping, there we used also these long lenses, cranes, and that was really nice to work with him.
Now, this has been mentioned, this was your debut film. You have lots of experience as an actor prior to that, as well as sports experience, 10-time judo champion. How did that help you, that background help you, in terms of directing, say, some of the action scenes here?
That helped me a lot, you know. I've been in this business, in this film business, for 15 years. And I started as a stuntman. Then I became to be an actor. I had a lot of chances to be in American movies, and it helped me a lot because I saw how to do this action stuff and everything else. And you know, I did this film according to my feelings. You know, I didn't read anything about directing. I just did it how I felt it. Maybe also because of this, the film is different than the others, because I don't follow the rules and I just follow my feelings.
Now, last question. You made a very important, or you made a distinction here at the press conference between one thing being your film, which is inspired by the true story, and events in Mr. Kainik's case. Could I ask you to mention just those statistics that you talked about at the beginning, as well as whether you think that there is a chance now that the truth might finally come out?
There is a statistic which was thing on the internet today, how many people believes that you can find in Czech Republic justice, and 93% of the people believes that the police is corrupted. It's almost everybody. 86% wants to reopen the trial, and I don't know why we shouldn't open the trial. Nobody wants to let Kainik go away without trial. We just want to reopen it and do it again.